Today's show, the Daf Yomi, is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yudalud. We learn for the safety and success of all the Chayalim, all the Kochos HaBitachon. They should bring back the Chatufim b'mehera, in good health. They should be safe. All of Klai Yisrael should be safe. We pick up the Gemara, 9 lines from the bottom already of Yudalud Omud Aleph. We did pretty far into the Daf yesterday. And we begin with the words Amar Abaye. We'll see what we're talking about right as we get started. Abaye tells us the following halacha. Reuven Shemachai Soda L'Shimon B'Achrayis. Reuven sells his field to Shimon with Achrayis. In other words, there'll be a lien on the property if something happens to Reuven that he is taken to court by a creditor and he doesn't have the money to pay it, and they will go and take back this field that was leaned. So he sells it to Shimon with Achrayis, and then Ubo Baal Chov Reuven. So a Baal Chov Reuven then comes and takes this field. So the halacha is the Kotarif Lemine, if in fact Reuven loses this Din Torah and he doesn't have the money to pay, and they go to his leaned properties and they take back this field from Shimon. So Shimon has the right, halachically, Dina Hu, the Azu Reuven, Umishtoye Dina Bahadeh. Reuven has the right to go and argue the case on behalf of Shimon. In other words, he can go to court, and the Baal Chov of Reuven can't say to him, hey, get out of here, I'm dealing over here with Shimon. He can't go and say to Reuven, get out of here, you have nothing to do with this, I'm just getting the field from Shimon. But in fact, Reuven can go and litigate on behalf of Shimon and argue that he paid back the loan, he really doesn't have the right to go and collect it from Shimon, etc., etc. So this Baal Chov of Reuven, he doesn't have the right to go and say, Reuven, you're nothing to do with this case. Stay out of it. It's just me and Shimon. Because Reuven has the right to halachically say, the Amalei, the Mavkis Minei, Alai Didei Hodat. Because if you, in fact, go and take this leaned property from Shimon, guess what? Shimon's going to come back onto me and say, now, make me whole again. Go and pay me for this property, which I paid you for, which now has been taken from me. Go and give me back my money. Thus, Reuven is considered to be a Baal Din, that he can't be pushed out by the Baal Chov, because the Baal Chov is dealing with Shimon. Similarly, Ikud de Amre, there's another way to learn this, and that Afilu Shelo B'Achrayis Nami, even if Reuven had sold the field to Shimon without Achrayis, in other words, Shimon doesn't have the halachic right to come back to Reuven and say, hey, they took the field from me, so now you have to go and pay me because he didn't have the field with Achrayis. Nevertheless, even in the situation where Reuven sold the field to Shimon without Achrayis, so if they go and take this field from Shimon, he doesn't have the right to go back to Reuven and say, pay me back. Nevertheless, Reuven is still considered a party to this litigation because Reuven can say to this Baal Chov, listen, I don't want to have tainus against me. Lo nicholi delevi l'shimon taromus alai. I don't want Shimon to be upset with me. Shimon may not have a halachic way to get back at me. There may be no way that he can come to me and win in court to get the money that he paid me for the field back because it wasn't written with Achrayis, but nevertheless, he's going to be upset with me. I don't need people being upset with me. So even in this situation, according to the Ikud de Amre, even if it was sold without Achrayis, Reuven is still able to be a party to the litigation, and the Baal Chov can't say to Reuven, get out of here, I'm just dealing with Shimon. B'yom Abaye, Abaye tells us another halacha. Abaye says, Reuven Shemocha Sodel Shimon Shlo B'Achrayis. In a situation where Reuven sells a field to Shimon, again, without Achrayis, V'yotsu Olov Asikin. And now, Asikin come, Rashi says, Asikin or Orin. These are people that claim, hey, Reuven, you don't own that field. So when you're selling it to Shimon, you don't have a right to sell it to him. It's not your field. So that's what these asikins say. Now, in this situation, Shimon and Reuven had just agreed to have the sale, but Shimon hasn't yet taken possession of the field. Achelo hechzik ba, if Shimon has not yet taken possession of the field, and we turn to Yudalud Omud Beis, so then yochalasu ba. Shimon can say, listen, I don't want to get involved in this. I don't want to get involved in litigation. I don't want to be in a long, drawn-out lawsuit over here. I'm backing out. Even though we normally say a person shouldn't back out of a deal that they agreed to, here in this situation, Yochel Lasebo, as Rashi says, Ubishalo Nosan Mos. He hasn't yet given the money, and he hasn't made a chazak in the field. However, Misha Hechzikba, but if Shimon had made a chazak in the field, which we'll define in a moment, for example, he walked in the field, he put a fence in the field, he did something to the field, so then, Misha Hechzikba, if Shimon had made a chazak, however, Then he doesn't have the right to go back. Even though he hasn't given the money yet, he is obligated to give the money to Reuven. There's going to be a court case. There's going to be a legal battle between Reuven and these people, these Sasekim, that say he doesn't own the field. And Shimon may be pulled into it because he could lose the field over here. And since the field was sold without Achrayus, he's not going to get his money back from Reuven. So one might have thought, since Shimon hasn't yet paid the money, he could withdraw. No. Since he made a chazaka, and he has to go and give the money. As Rashi says, even though he hasn't given the money, the karka is acquired with the chazaka. And now the money is just a loan, so to say, and therefore he has to go through with it. Because in this situation, the Amalei, Reuven, has the right to tell Shimon, listen, chayso de kitre savris v'kabals. You accepted this deal. You said, okay, I'm willing to buy this. Rashi says, chaisa means sak, molik sharm. This was just like a bag that was an unknown what's inside of this bag. It's a bag that's tied up, but you have no idea what's inside of it. It could be just filled with knots. In other words, it may not be substantive, but you agreed to buy it. You were willing to speculate that you'll, in fact, get this field at a good cost, and you'll be very, very successful with it. And therefore, you were willing to buy it, even without a chrais. And therefore, since you made the chazaka, the deal goes through. And if I lose the field in the court case against them, and they take the field from you, sorry, you don't have a choice, because you made a chazaka in the field, so the deal went through, and you have to pay me the money. Now, what is the definition of this chazaka? Misha hichzik ba, me'emasai habi chazaka. At what point do we say that Shimon has made a chazaka and he cannot withdraw from this deal, even though he hasn't paid the money yet? Miki daish amitri. When he walks around the sides of the field, the borders of the field, or he does some other sort of act of kinyan in the field, so then that would be fine. So actually says, misakin gvulei asada umigabeim. He does something to the borders of the field. He fixes them up in some way, so therefore he does some sort of an act of chazaka. Alternatively, the Gemara says, there are those that learn this in the following way. Even if Reuven sold the field to Shimon with Achrayis, afilu biachrayis nami. So one could argue in this situation, Shimon should be able to go back out because he says, listen, if I lose the case, if I lose this field, I'm going to get the money back from you anyway. So therefore, I'd rather not get involved at all in the first place. I'm backing out right now. No. So the Ika the Amrei says, Shimon has to go through with the deal, even though he will eventually get back his money. But no, he has to give the money now because the Amalek, because Reuven can tell him, listen, you made a kinyan on this field. It's yours. And achvei tarpoch, if and when you show me that they have taken the field from you, in other words, kishiyamod, Rashi says, kishamiducha v'yizku b'din, when this Baal Chov of mine, or this Asikin, in fact, take this field away from you, and they win in court. The yichtov l'chor hadayin shtar Torah falai, and the judges say, okay, this field is taken from Shimon through this leaned arrangement, and therefore we write a document to Shimon that he can go back to Reuven because he has a chayis in the field and get it back. Shebidin tarfua limcha, and they took it from you legally through court. So then you can come to me, vashalim loch, and I'll go and pay you then. And up until that point in time, any yarim him, I'm not afraid of them. I know I'm going to win the case against them, and therefore you still have to go through with the deal, even though you have a chrais. Okay, these are the two different statements that Abai had made with the two different versions of them. Okay, now the Gemara tells us the following case. Itmar, we learned in the base of Medrash, Hamocher Soder Lechaveru. If Reuven sells a field to Shimon, and it turns out V'nimseis She'ena Shlo, it turns out the field didn't belong to Reuven. As Rashi says, Sheina Shlo, Shlo Haisa Shel Mocher, it didn't belong to the seller, to Reuven, Shehaisa Gizula Biyado. He, in fact, had stolen this field, and he had no right to sell it, because it wasn't his. The Hanigzal, and now Levi, the one who really owned the field, Ba is coming, Umotzi Miyad Halokeh. And he comes, and he says, that field didn't belong to Reuven. So Shimon, when you bought it from Reuven, you bought nothing. And therefore, the Nigzal proves it, that he's the owner of the field, and he takes the field back from Shimon. So what's the halacha? Shimon had put in additional costs into the field. He bettered the field, he fertilized the field, he plowed the field, and the field is now worth more. So is Shimon, when he gets his money back from Reuven, does he have an entitlement to just get his money back, or does he also have the right to get back the improvements, the shevach, that he put into the field? So Rav Omar, yesh lo mos, yesh lo shevach. Rav says that he's entitled both to the original purchase price back, so he bought the field for $100, so Shimon has the right to take Reuven to court and get his $100 back, because Reuven sold him nothing, and therefore he is entitled to get his money back, and he's initially entitled. He put in $50 worth of improvements into the field. He plowed the field, he fertilized the field, so now the field is worth more, so he's entitled to go and get back that improvements that he put in as well from Reuven. Now Rashi says, why doesn't he get that back from the Nigzal, the one who really owns the field? Because after all, if you improve somebody else's field, that person has to pay you either for the improvements that you put in or for the increase in value. Whichever one is less, he has to give you that. So why doesn't Shimon get the Shevach back from the original owner of the field, the Nigzal, Levi in my case? So Rashi explains, because the field actually went down in price, and now with the Shevach, it came back to the original level. So the field that was originally stolen was worth 100, but then it went down to 50 in value for whatever the reason, and now he puts in $50 and the field's worth 100. So the original owner of the field, Levi, got his $100 back of the field. So therefore, he doesn't owe anybody anything. He had a field stolen that was worth $100, and he gets back the field that's worth $100. So the Shevach that is put in over here, the original person that stole it, this Ganav Reuven, who falsely sold this field to Shimon, he has to go pay, according to Rav, not only the principal, but also the Shevach. So he has to pay him back to Shimon the $100 that Shimon bought the field from Reuven, who had stolen this field, plus the $50 that Shimon had put in for Shevach on the field. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar, yeah, Moshe Yeshlo, yeah, he gets his $100 back. Shimon bought this field for $100, and there was no field that was really sold. So what is this? Therefore, this is a loan. Since he didn't buy anything, he is only considered as if he gave a loan to Reuven of $100, because he didn't buy anything. It's not considered a sale. And now if he were to give back to Shevach, it would be like ribbis. So therefore, Shmuel says, Moshe Yeshlo, however, Shevach ain't low. But he doesn't have any Shevach. So the $50 that he put in, that is going to be a loss to Shimon. Okay? So just to quickly review, because this is important, the rest of the shiur is going to revolve around this. According to Rav, the person who purchased this field, Shimon, who purchased it from this Ganav Reuven, who had no right to sell the field, so Rav holds that this was a regular sale, and therefore you're entitled to get back since you bought this field and the extra money that you put in. It doesn't look like ribbis. Where Shmuel says, no, this is essentially a milveh because you didn't buy anything. It's not considered a sale. It's considered a loan. And if you'd get back $150 when you loaned him $100, it would be mechzik ribbis. Not real ribbis, of course, but it would be mechzik ribbis, and therefore you only get back the mos and you don't get back the shevach. Now, boy, my neighbor Rav Huna, the Talmidim in the yeshiva, they asked Rav Huna the following shaila. Pirashlo es haShevach. What happens if Reuven, when he sold this field to Shimon, said, I will specifically pay you for any cost that you have, that you put in Shevach into the field. If this field is taken away from you, I guarantee that I will pay you for it. In this situation, Mahu, would Shmuel still say, Mos Yeshlo Shevach Elo? Or would Shmuel say, well, it was written into the Shtar, so therefore he's entitled to get the Shevach as well? What are the two sides of the coin over here? Do we say that the reasoning that Shmuel said, Mos Yeshlo Shevach Elo, Taimo de Shmuel Mishum de Lo Peire Shvach, because under normal circumstances, it didn't state in the document that I guarantee to you that I'll pay you back for any Shevach that you put in. And that's why Shmuel says, Mos Yeshlo Shevach Elo. However, v'hocha, in the situation of the Talmidim Nes Rav Huna, v'hocha, ha, Pirish law. He did write it in that says, I will specifically give you the Shevach. And therefore, Shimon would be entitled to get the Shevach in this case, according to Shmuel, even according to Shmuel. Odilmor, do we say no? The reason why Shmuel said, Mos Yeshlo Shevach Ein Lo, Odilmor, Taima de Shmuel is Kivan de Les Le Karka, since in fact Reuven never sold Shimon anything, so therefore it is really a loan. We view this as a loan, Rashi says, and therefore it's as if Shimon gave Reuven a $100 loan. And therefore, even though he wrote in there, I will pay you for the Shevach, it is still Mechzik Ribbis. It still looks like Ribbis. Hey, Shimon gave him $100. Hey, Shimon got back $150, so it appears, it has the appearance of ribbis. Of course, it's not real ribbis, but it's mechzik ribbis, and therefore Shmuel would still say, Mos Yeshlo, but Shevach Elo, even though it was Pirishlo es haShevach. So that's the question that Talmid didn't ask Rav Huna, and Rav Huna didn't know the answer. Amlu in, sometimes he said, I think, yeah, he would get the Shevach. And other times he said, no, v'lav, he shouldn't get the Shevach. In other words, v'raf yabayade, it really wasn't clear to Rav Huna what the halacha is. It was weak in his hand. It was rafile. He wasn't sure what the halacha is. So we said, let's figure it out ourselves. Itmar, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Mos Yeshlo Shevach Elo. Rav Nachman said, in the name of Shmuel that in this situation, even though he wrote in that you'll be entitled to get back to Shebach, nevertheless, Mos Yeshlo, he's entitled to get back the principal, the $100 that he, so to say, loaned to Reuven because he didn't buy anything, but the Shebach he's not entitled to get because it's Mechzi Karibis. And this is true. Even though he wrote in the original document of sale that I will guarantee that I'll pay you back not only the principal that you gave me, the $100, but any shevach that you put in. Why? Why is it still not given back to Shimon? Why does Shimon only get the principal but not the shevach? My taima, because kivon dekarkelo, since there was no sale over here, so schar ma'osav o mevi notel. So is this if he's getting money on usury? It's as if he's gave him $100, he's getting back 150. It's Mechzi Karibis. Schar Ma'osav, he's working, so to say, with his money, that he's taking the ribis, and that you're not allowed to do. So even though it's not outright ribis, it's Mechzi Karibis, and that's what Rav Nachman says. So Rav Nachman paskins clearly to this question of the Talmidim that, in fact, Mos Yeshlo, but Shevach Einlo, even though it was Pirish in the contract, when Reuven, so to say, sold this field to Shimon, no, he didn't sell him anything. It was a milva, and it's therefore Mechzi Karibis. That's how Rav Nachman clearly paskins. The Gemara is going to question this. Is he Rava or Rav Nachman? Rava questions Rav Nachman and says, wait a second. We have the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Gittin, and it says, Ein Motzi'in, you aren't allowed to go and take from the person who you're having this litigation with, Lachi, less payros, for any of the payros that grew in this field. When you take this field, you don't have to compensate the person for the payros that grew in this field. Likewise, v'lishvach karkos, you don't have to compensate him for any improvements that he made in the field. Shvach karkos. Likewise, you don't have to go and pay this person v'lemazon ha'isha v'habanos. You don't go and take for the costs that he had to go and support a woman or the daughters of a woman. So here you're talking about when a man has a responsibility with the ksuba. Rashi explains that a person, when he marries a woman, it's written into the Kesuva. Tonight, Kesuva Rashi says, in Dira Masko, Limozon Ishva Bonos, she says, Shemakabal Olav, that the man accepts automatically as a Tanai of the Kesuva. Atehe Yosva, that they see, Umizano Minichosai, that you, after my death, have the right to go and stay in my house and be supported by me, by my estate, and the Chain Habonos, the non Nukvin, and likewise the daughters that you have, the Yahavu Lichi Minoi, that they'll be supported by me as well. And in Yav Yosfun, that they say, and they get to stay in my house, Umizanon Minachosai Ad Tilkochon Leguvrin, until they get married. They can be supported by my estate. The Ein Motziim Li Echod Mikol Elu Minachosim Mishubadim. And all of these over here are not allowed to be collected from Nechosim Mishubadim. In other words, this case of the person says, hey, there were fruits over here that you took, or there's Shevach Karkos over here that you got, or the Muslim for the Isha, the Banos. What about that? You can't go and collect that from Nechosim Mishubadim, Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Rashi explains, Shim Ata, if you were to allow Omer Yitrifu Lekuchos Al Kach, that you could go and collect for these things, for the Achilles Peres, for the Shvach Karkos, the payments for the woman and support of the woman and her daughters. If you were to be able to collect it from Nechosim Mishubadim, then nobody's going to ever have a real estate deal. And Lecha Adam Shalokeach Sodom Echaveru, Rashi says, nobody's going to purchase a field because they'll say, okay, listen, when I purchase this field from you, I understand that there's a lien on this property and that any debts that you have right now, theoretically, they could come to this field if you don't have money and take this field from me. Fine, I understand that. I calculated how many fields you have. I calculated and looked into all the different deals that you've had that are recorded in the basement, and I'm willing to take that chance that I'll get my money back from you if they go and take this because you have either other fields or that you have other resources. I'm willing to take this risk. But all of these evaluations, Achilles Peros, Shevach Karkos, Mozun Yishav Abanos, they're not something that you can calculate. They're items that you can't put a figure on, and therefore nobody's going to do a real estate deal. The ha ein l'cha adam, Rashi says, she'ein chov zeh mutalav. Everybody has these types of issues, and the dover she'ein lo kitzur, and it doesn't have a finite amount, a set amount. He va'achilas perus u'shvach karkos nami dover she'ein yaduahu. We don't know what this will be. The ein alukuchos yodin li zarbekach, and therefore buyers of a field aren't going to want to take this risk. And therefore, the rabbi said, mipnei tikkun olam, we want real estate deals to go on. We want people to have regular commerce over here, and therefore we don't make you or allow you to go and take this from the lukuchos. In other words, these costs or these things that you're entitled to, you can't go and take from the lukuchos. The principal, yes, but not all of these things which don't have a finite amount on them. Now, that's what the Mishnah in Gittin says. And Rava now says, what does this Mishnah mean? It says, Minichosim Mishubadim, you're not allowed to collect it. Ein Mosiyan, Minichosim Mishubadim. But that implies, Mimishubadi Hudalo Mavkinon, Hobibne Chorin Mavkinon. But you would be allowed to go and collect from properties that he has extant, from money that he has extant. So, in other words, you can go and collect the Achilles Peros and the Shevach Karkos from his property. Now, Kritani Mia, the Mishnah said, Lishvach Karkos. It says you cannot go and collect Achilles Peros from Mishubadim, but implication is that you can go and collect the Shvach Karkos from money that he has extant, property that he has extant. Now, Mai, what are we talking about? Aren't we talking about Lav Bilokeach Migazvan? Aren't we talking about exactly our case? Reuven stole a field, he then sold it to Shimon, and now the original owner of the field, Levi, the Nigzal, is taking this field from Shimon. So he is allowed to go and collect from Shimon this field, right? It really was the Nigzal's field. He goes and takes it back from Shimon. Now Shimon has the right to go and litigate with Reuven, this Ganav who sold him this field, which he didn't own, and he's entitled to get only from his Nechasim that are B'nai Chorin, but he's allowed to go and collect Shvach Karkos. So Kasha Rabbah says on you, Rav Nachman, how can you say that Shmuel holds that you only get Moz, but not Shvach? Here you see clearly, the Mishnah in Gittin says that from his properties that he has, from his Nechasim B'nai Chorin, you are allowed to go and collect Shvach Karkos. Kasha on you, Rav Nachman, in your understanding of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, lo, lav dafka. Rav is wrong. Rav Nachman would answer back. This case is not talking about where Reuven stole the field. Reuven had actually purchased the field, and he legitimately sold it to Shimon. However, there's a Baal Chov, and this Baal Chov, not a Nigzal Levi, but a Baal Chov Levi comes along and takes the field. And in this situation, everybody agrees that there is no milva over here. There was a real sale. Reuven had actually sold the field to Shimon. So now when Shimon bought that field for $100 and put in $50 worth of improvements, so that was a sale. So when he's getting back $150, nobody's going to say that's ribbits. That doesn't sound like ribbits. That was a sale, and now he, so to say, bought it back. So it's as if Reuven buys back this property that he sold to Shimon. He sold it to Shimon for $100, and then 5 years later, he wants to buy back for $150. Nobody's going to say that's ribbits. That's two separate sales. So Rav Nachman would say that this Mishnah in Gittin is talking about a Baal Chov. Reuven legitimately owned the field. However, this field is leaned, and when he sells it to Shimon, it's taken away as a Baal Chov, but not as a Ganav, and therefore, that's why there is Shvach Karkos. But, Rav Nachman says, my understanding of Shmuel is still correct. Mos Yeshlo, Shvach Einlo, in a case of Geneva. Gemara says, wait a second. If the second part of this Mishnah in Gittin, Lishvach Karkos, is talking about a Baal Chov, even Baal Chov, so then Emoresha, the first part, Lachilas Peros, should also be talking about a Baal Chov. So let's look at that and see if that's correct. Emoresha, look at the Resha. Emosim Lachilas Peros, the Resha, the Mishnah said, you don't go and take for the fruits that were eaten up, and you're not allowed to go collect that from Minchos Mishubad. Now, the Baal Chov, if we're talking here about that Reuven had sold this field to Shimon, and a Baal Chov of Reuven now legitimately comes and takes this field from Shimon, so then he would only be allowed to go and take the field. Baal Chov, the Iba Baal Chov, if we're talking here about a Baal Chov, mi isle peri. He wouldn't be allowed to take the fully grown fruits that are in the field. He's not entitled to that. They're not considered any more connected to the karka. That's how Rashi understands this. And in this situation, he, as a Baal Chov, is only allowed to take the field. But the fully mature fruits on that field, the Baal Chov is not entitled to. They're considered already as if they belong totally to Shimon. And that would be something that he doesn't have the right to go take. He only has the right to take the lean on the field, but not the peros that are fully grown. So Baal Chov, mi yisle peri. He wouldn't be entitled to the peros. After all, v'amar Shmuel, Baal Chov goves ha-shevach. So the Baal Chov is able to go take the shevach of the field, because that's the field itself. However, shevach in, avo peros lo, but he doesn't have the right to go and take the fully matured fruits. As Rashi says, "Adi Ramasku Lachilas Peros." So Kadaitoch might have thought over here, "Homayri Besodesh Tarfua Meleya Peros." Miyad Lokeach. So when this Baal Chov goes and takes his field back, the field was filled with peros. And in this situation, the Chozer Lokeach Legabus Min HaMocher, so this purchaser, Shimon, can go back to Reuven and get the price of his field back. However, Div Bishatarva Baal Chov, if the Baal Chov took the fruits, Miyisli Baal Chov Peros Gimurin, HaMuchubar Mekarka. He doesn't have the right to take the fully mature fruits that are, albeit they're still attached to the ground, but they don't need the ground to support them. They don't need the karka at all. They're fully mature, and therefore we halachically view this as if they're detached from the ground, even though they're attached to the ground still. Shiyachal tarfin, he doesn't have the right to go and take them in this situation. So therefore, how can you say that we're dealing here with a balchov in the case of shevach karkos? Then we should be dealing with a balchov in the case of achilas peros, and he shouldn't be entitled to go and take the achilas peros. So why are we saying that ain motzian for the achilas peros? So this is a question on Rav Nachman. How can you say that we're dealing here with Baal Chov in regards to Shevach Karkos? And in fact, Ella, Pshita, Begozel, Venigzal. If the first part of the Mishnah in Gittin is talking about a Gozel and a Nigzal, that Reuven had stolen this field, and Levi, the Nigzal, comes along and takes the field from Shimon, so then the second part, with Shvach Karkos, is also talking about Gozel and Nigzal, and therefore you see that you can go and get back the Shvach, and therefore it's a Kasha on Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. So Gemara says, "Umi deresha begozel v'nigzal, sefer nami begozel v'nigzal," as I just said. Now the Gemara says, "Who says? Why does that have to be the case? Me to hear you. Who says that your argument, because deresha is gozel v'nigzal, the sefer, the second part is also gozel v'nigzal? No, ha'kadisa. The deresha is talking about a gozel v'nigzal, ha'kadisa. But the second part, shvach kakos, that's talking about a baal chov." And the Gemara says, "Wait a second. V'ha lo tana hachi, but that's not the way the brisa on this Mishnah Gittin understood it." Because the Braisa said, L'shvach karkos ketzad. What is the second case of the Mishnah Gittin talking about? Shvach karkos. What was that case? So it tells us, Beferish, Harisha Gozel saw the Mechavero. Reuven stole this field from Levi, the original owner of the field. Varehi Yotza Mitachas Yodo. So Levi takes it back from Reuven in court. He proves that Reuven stole it from him. Kishu Gove. And when? Now, this is the part that this is enigmatic and unclear. Kishu Gove, it seems to imply that when Reuven, the Ganav, goes and is collecting, he's going and getting back his money, so Gove es hakeren min nechasim mishubadim. He goes and collects the principal from nechasim that are mishubadim, even from lien property. However, ushvach Gove min nechasim b'necharim. But the shvach, he only gets to collect from nechasim that are b'necharim. Where it says, hey, Chidam, what in the world are we talking about over here? Ilema kediktani. If this price is to be understood literally, it implies that the Ganav is going to collect the money. He stole the field. What money is he collecting? Gazlo miman govi. Who is this Ganav going and collecting from? So obviously, this is very strange and it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, that can't be the way to understand this. So you have to go and be masaking this price. So you have to fix this price up. So how do you fix it up, Ella? This is the way to read the price. Aren't we talking about Lav? Kegon shegozal saw the Michaver. Yeah, Reuven stole this field from the Nigzal, from Levi in my case. Umach Roliacher. And Reuven, the Ganav, then sold this to Shimon. Vishbicha. And Shimon put in $50. He sold it for $100. And Shimon put in $50. And now, when the Nigzal goes and takes this field back, he takes it back from Shimon. So Shimon has the right to go to Reuven and say, I want to go collect from you the money that I put in plus the money that I paid. And the Braisa says he has the right to be gove es hakeren min nechasim mishubadim. Even if Reuven doesn't have the money himself, he can go collect that from lien properties that Reuven has. That Shimon has the right to go and collect from, albeit the Shevach, he only can collect from Nechasim Bnei Chorim, because Mipnei Tikkun Olam, people won't know how much that Shevach was, and they won't be able to protect themselves. But you clearly see that he's allowed to go and collect the Shevach from Reuven the Ganav. So clearly, this is a Kasha on Rav Nachman. The Braisa clearly says that you can't learn it the way Rav Nachman wants to learn it, that it's all about Baal Chov. The Braisa clearly says that we're dealing over here with a Ganav. So what does Rav Nachman say to that? So Rav Nachman says back to Rav, no, you have to fix up the Braisa. The Braisa made no sense the way it was originally read. Lav Terutzi Kol Metaritzis. Didn't you have to go and be misakin the Braisa, to be Metaritz the Braisa, to go and revise the Braisa to be able to fit into what you're saying is the right way to read the Braisa? No. Once you go and fix the Braisa, said, I can also fix the Braisa. Toritz Nami, Balcho. I'll add in that it's not talking about Kigon Shigoz Al Sodom Echaveiro. It's talking about Kigon She Kona saw the Mechavero, and then Umoch Liach Vishbicha, and then a Baal Chov comes onto Reuven and says that this field which you purchased, I have the right to it because I'm leaning on your property. You owe me money, and therefore this field which you had, so my debt that you owe me, so I'm entitled to go take your field. No, then Shimon can go get it back from the Baal Chov. He can get back the Shevach too. And therefore, Rav Nachman says, no problem. This Brisa supports exactly what I said, that the second part of the Mishnah, Shvach Karkos, Mishnah and Gittin, is talking about a Baal Chov. Toshma, we try again. The first part of the Mishnah in Gittin is explained by the following Brisa. Lachilas Peros Ketzah. The Mishnah had said, Emosi and Lachilas Peros, from Lachosim Yishubadim. So the Brisa asks, Lachilas Peros Ketzah. How do we understand that case of Lachilas Peros? So the Brisa says, Harisha Gozal Sod Mechavir. Reuven had stolen a field from the Nigzah, from Levi. And Bahare, he Yotso Mitachas Yodo. And now, the Nigzal gets to take the field back. He takes him to court and says, you stole this field from me, and he proves it. And again, it says, Kishu Gove, when he, seeming the Ganav, goes and collects. So Gove, Esakar Minchos Mishubadim, the Peros Gove Minchos Minichor. He's entitled to go collect his principal back. The Ganav doesn't have a principal, that would be the obvious question, but he can collect his principal even from the Chos Mishubadim, and he can collect the Peros from the Chos Minichorin only. Now, the boy says again, Hechidomi, Ilemo Kidiktoni, if you're telling me that this is the Ganav that's going to collect, that the Brisa is written is correct, so Gaslam Miman Govi, the Gaslam doesn't collect from anybody. He stole this field. He has no rights to anything. So obviously, you have to re explain the Brisa as follows. Elo. Aren't we talking about Lav Kigon Shigazal Sodi Bechavero? That the case was that Reuven stole this field from the Nigzal, who we're calling Levi, and Umachul Yacher, he then sold it to the person who purchases the field from him, which we're calling Shimon, Vishbicha. And then Shimon bought it for $100 and then put in $50 into the field. And now we're saying that you're not allowed to go collect when this field is taken back from Shimon by the original owner, Levi, the Nigzal. So Shimon goes to Reuven and says, I want my $100 back. And in addition, it grew fruits on this field, so I want you to pay for those fruits. So he's allowed to only collect those fruits from the chosim that Reuven has presently. He can't go to nechosim that Amishubadim, but he clearly can go and collect them from nechosim that Reuven has right now. So therefore, this also goes against what Rav Nachman had explained Shmuel, that you don't have the right to go collect for Shevach Karkos, or for the Peros that are there. And here it clearly says that you can go and collect. So again, Kashan Rav Nachman. Here we have interesting. Here Rava, who had originally asked the question on Rav Nachman, comes to Rav Nachman's defense. Amar Rava, Rava says, no, you know what we're talking about? Hocham Ayaskinan? Kigon, Shigazal, Sodom, and Chavero, Malaya Peros. What we're dealing here is that Reuven stole this field from the Nigzal, from Levi, when the field was already filled with Peros. The Ochal Esa Peros, and then he ate the Peros, but he also damaged the field. V'chofar bo boros shichin u'moros. He dug up this field and devaluated the field by putting into it various types of holes in the ground, boros or pits, shichin or various types of elongated ditches or moros. He dug out underneath and made it to like a cave, and all of this decreases the value of the field. Now, when Levi, the original owner of the field, the Nigzal, comes to go and get his field back, bor Nigzal legabos Karen, so when he comes to go collect this Karen from this Ganav, so govem min nechosim mishubadim, he can go and collect this from nechosim mishubadim, because the land was devalued, so he gets back the value of the land, even from nechosim mishubadim. And bor Nigzal legabos Peros, if he says, I want to go collect the Peros, so that being may tikkun olam, he can't get from lien property, but go from nechosim necharim, he can go and collect it from nechosim necharim. But this has nothing to do with Reuven selling this field to Shimon, and therefore it's not a problem for Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. That's teretz number one. Rabba bar Rav Huna Omar, teretz number two. Again, Rabba teretz number one is that he ruined the field, and that's why he's allowed to go and collect for the ruined field from Nechosim Mishubadim. But the Peros is only allowed to collect from Nechosim Bnei Chorin. Rabba Bar Rav Huna, however, gives a different teretz. We'll have to explain why each one doesn't give the other one's teretz. Rabba Rav Huna Amar Kigon, what we're dealing over here is with, and we turn to Tezvav and Aleph, Shenitalua Masikin. This field is taken away by Masikin. Here the Masikin, Rashi says, are Anosim Akum, that there are Goyisha robbers over here, they're tough guys, and Notlua Min HaGazlon, and they took this field from the one who stole it, Reuven, who stole it from Levi, Umachmaso, it was because he had stolen it. They came and said, hey, we want a field. He said, whoa, go take this field. So he was the cause why this field was taken. The Ganav over here, Reuven, is the cause why the Masikim, the Anosim Akum, took Bedavka, this field that didn't belong to Reuven, it belonged to Levi. Utnan Bavakam, we learned this at the very end of Bavakam, not that long ago, a few weeks ago. Hagozil Sod Mechavero, if you steal a field from someone else, Unetalua Masikin, and as a result of your stealing the field, because you stole the field, that's why the Masikin took it specifically from you. So in Machmas HaGazlan, if it was because of the Gazlan, he said, hey, take this field. So Chayiv Lahamid Lo Sodacher, then the Gazlan is obligated to go and take money out of his own pocket and reimburse the one he stole the field from. Even though he can say, hey, the Goyim took it, go get it back from them. No, he doesn't have the right to say that because he was the cause of that field. The Hari Yod says, Mitachas Yodo, it came out from his hand. Tiktani Benetilas Masikin, who the Masikin took it specifically from him. So to over here, if these Anosim Akum went and took the field, Bo Nigzal, Levi has the right to come and Ligbos Karen to go and take the Karen, even Govet Minichosim Mishubadim, even from the Chosim Mishubadim that this Gazlan, that this Reuven has. Bo Nigzal Ligabos Peros, but when he comes to go collect, hey, there were fruits in the field, then he doesn't have the right, he take an Olam to go collect from lean properties, but Govet Minichosim B'nei Chorin, but he can collect from Nichos B'nei Chorin. But again, this has nothing to do where Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and there's a Shimon involved getting it back, so Rabbah Bar Rav Huna answers this in the same way, and he says that we're dealing here with not a case that Rav Nachman had explained Shmuel with Shvach Karkos, that you're dealing here with a person, Reuven, who sold this field that he stole to Shimon. No, there's no Shimon involved. We're just dealing over here with the Nigzal getting back from Reuven the Gazlan. Now, we have two different Terutzim. We have the first one that Rava gave us, and we have the second one that Rabba Baruch Huna gave us. So, Rava lo amar ki Rabba Baruch Huna. Rava didn't give us the answer that Rabba Baruch Huna gave us, that we're dealing over here with the Anosim Akum, because Hare hi yotza mitachas yodo. Because if you look at the Brisa had said, Lachilas Paris Ketzad, Hare Shigozal saw the Mechavero, Reuven had stolen this field from Levi the Nigzal, the Hare he Yotza Mitachas Yodo. He uses the Lashon, it left his hand, Yotza Mitachas Yodo, which implies, Rava says, Hare he Yotza Mitachas Yodo, Bidina Mashma. It sounds like it came across that he got it in a court case as opposed to Anosim Akum coming and taking it. And that's why Rava said it was a court case. He had devaluated the field by digging all these ditches and bores and ma'oros in the field. And therefore, that's why it was taken from him, Bedina. And that's why it used the Lashon of Yotze Mitachas Yodo. That's why Rava didn't like Rabba Baruch Huna saying that it's Anosim Akum, because the Lashon of Yotze Mitachas Yodo doesn't fit in well. No, why didn't Rabba Baruch Huna say like Rava? Rabbi Rav Huna, lo amar ki Rava. Why? Because Hare Yotze Mitachas Yodo implies Be'ena Mashma. It implies that the field was intact. The same field that was stolen is the field that he gets back. But here, according to Rava, the field was changed dramatically by Reuven going and digging the boros, shichin, and ma'oros in the field. So therefore, he didn't like that Lashon. So each one didn't like the other one's Lashon. Fine, those are the two terusim that we have. Now we give a third terus. Rav Ashi Amar Litzdadin Tani. This Bryce is talking about two different dinim. It's talking about Kigon, Shigazal Sada Mechavero Malea Peros. The first part is that this person, Reuven, stole this field when it was filled with peros from Levi, the Achalas of Peros, and he ate the peros. And then, Umacharesa Sada, and then he subsequently sold the field. Now, when Balo Keach Legabos Karen, this person who is coming to collect the Karen, Shimon, who bought this field which didn't belong to Reuven, and he's coming to collect the principal, so Govim Nichos Mishubadim, he can go collect that principal even from leaned properties that Reuven the Ganav had. Ba Nigzal Legabos Peros, but when the Nigzal comes to go and collect the Peros from the Gazlan Reuven, then Govim Nichos Mishubadim, then he only has the right to collect them from properties that Reuven has right now. He can't go into lean properties again because of this idea of Bipnei Tikkun Olam. So that's teretz number three. Now the Gemara says we'll go a little bit weiter. It's still early-ish. So the Gemara says, Bein l'Rava, Bein l'Rabba Baruch Huna, these first two teretzim, Rava's first teretz and Rabba Baruch Huna's second teretz, the Gemara questions them and says, wait a second. In both of these situations, it's considered milva al pehu. It is considered like a milva that isn't recorded in the title companies, and they don't have it recorded over here. And a milva al peh, or milva al peh, ain't no govim in the chosim mishubadim. Since he stole it, so it's like a milva al peh, and it's not recorded anywhere, and therefore you shouldn't be allowed to collect from lien properties. The whole idea why you can collect from lien properties is that the buyer can be beware. But here, this isn't recorded anywhere, so it's like a milva al peh, and a milva al peh, you can't go and collect from the chosim mishubadim. So how do Rava and Rava Bar Avuna say that we're dealing over here with a case of a gazlan? So Gemara says, no, not a problem. We're dealing over here is kisha'ama bedin, that the ganav was taken to din. Levi, the owner of the field, took Reuven to din, and the base in Paskin, yes, you owe him the money. So now it's no longer milva peh. Now it's like it's a recorded debt, and therefore the buyers can be beware, and therefore you can collect from the chosim shubadim. So Gemara says that we're dealing here with the kisha'ama bedin, the chosim zamen, and then he subsequently sold it. So therefore, it's not a milva peh. Moses says, Ihachi, then Paris Nami. He said, wait a second, if it's like a recorded debt that he took him to court, so then you should be able to collect for the Paris as well. How come you can't collect for the Paris from the Chosim Mishubadim? So Moses says, no. Kisho Amai Bedin Ala Keren, below Amai Bedin Ala Paris. No, the court case was litigated only regarding to the field itself, but the court case wasn't litigated in regards to the stolen fruits that were on the field. So therefore, it was only partially a recorded debt, and only the stealing of the field itself was, so to say, recorded and can be collected from the Chosim Mishubadim. But the part about the peros, that wasn't taken to court yet, that wasn't litigated. The gazlan did not lose that court case to the nixal, that wasn't yet litigated. And therefore, that you can only collect from the Chosim that are B'nai Chorin and not from the Chosim Mishubadim. Where it says, really? Oh, we're dealing over here that one part was litigated, one part wasn't. Umay Pascha, why did you, so to say, divide up this court case in this exact way? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no. Stoma de milsa, the normal way is that you first go and get the field back. Ki tova inish, when the person is going to take Reuven to court, this ganav that stole from him, lady is going to take this ganav Reuven to court. First he goes and karna tova beresha. First he goes and litigates for the field. And subsequently, when he wins that case, now we can go and litigate for the payros that are in the field. So therefore, the first part was litigated, but the second part had not yet been litigated, and it makes very good sense. Let's finish off already till the two dots. The Gemara continues and says, V'savar Shmuel lokeach migazlan lesle shvacha. Does Shmuel really hold that if you go and take from a gazlan, that there is no shevach in that situation? You only get your principal back, but there is no shevach? Wait a second. V'ha amar le Shmuel Rav Chinino Bar Shilas. Shmuel himself said to Rav Chinino Bar Shilas that when you go and write up a document of sale, imlich, go and make sure that you ask, imlich, go and ask, do you in fact want to have all of these things written into it? And then write him in, uksov, write into the document that he has the right to go and collect from the idius, shufra, from the best of the properties, and he'll be able to go collect shvacha, and any shevach that he put in, he'll be entitled to be reimbursed for that if the property is taken away, and peri, if there are peros that are growing on it, and those peros are taken away, then he'll be entitled to be reimbursed for that. So how can you, Shmuel, say that it's merci caribis? Here you see clearly that he allows it to be done lichatchila. Shmuel says, B'mai, what are we talking about? Iba balchov, if we're dealing over here that this was a balchov, and he's writing into this instructions, so then, miyisle peri, then as we spoke out already before, here's where Shmuel said it, he's not entitled to the peros. The balchov is only entitled to go and take the property. He's not entitled to take something that no longer is connected to the ground, even though it physically is connected to the ground, but it no longer requires the ground for its sustenance, so then the balchov is not entitled to that. V'amar Shmuel, Shmuel himself said, balchov go v'es a shevach, shevach in, I will peros lo. He's allowed to go and collect the shevach, but he's not allowed to go and take the peros. So that can't be what we're talking about. Therefore, mustn't it be, and here's the kasha on Shmuel, el alav below keach b'gazan. Aren't we talking about where Reuven had stolen a field from Levi, from the Nigzal, and then he went and sold it to Shimon. And when that field is taken back from Shimon, Shimon has the right to go and get back the Shevach, which is different than what Rav Nachman had said in the name of Shmuel. So I'm Rav Yosef says, no, we're dealing over here where the ganav Reuven has other karka, and therefore it doesn't look like ribbis. It's not mechzek ribbis in this situation, because he's getting back karka. He's not getting back $150. He's getting back karka, and therefore it doesn't look like ribbis. Abaye questions and says, really? Is that true? Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, v'chimuta luvo saw b'saw. Are you allowed to go lend somebody, let's say, like a saw's worth of grain, and then you're going to get back a saw's worth of grain later on? We're concerned in that situation about ribbis, because the saw of grain that when you sold him back then was worth $100, and now it's worth $150. So when you're paying him back now with the saw of grain, it looks like you're giving him ribbis. So we are concerned. So b'makom she'esh lo karka, is that allowed? That's not allowed if you give him back karka. So why should it be allowed over here if you give back karka? So Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, no, there's a big difference. Amalei, Hosam Havor. In the case of Havor, yes, you're right. We don't allow somebody to pay back saw this saw and to give back karka, and that eliminates any concern of ribbis. No, that would have been real ribbis midrabanan if you borrowed a saw's worth of grain that was worth $100 and you give back $150 worth of grain, even though you're giving back a saw. So that is ribbis dirabanan. And therefore, when you're dealing with ribbis dirabanan, we are concerned that you couldn't even give back karka. However, here, there, you were dealing with a halva, but here you're dealing with a zvini, hach zvini. Reuven had sold this to Shimon, and therefore it has much less of an appearance of ribbis, and it's not ribbis the rabbanan, it's only merzik ribbis, and by merzik ribbis, we would in fact allow him to return karka. So that's teretz number one. That's the first version that we have of this. Alternatively, we have a second version, Ika Diamre, that Rav Yosef had said, oh, Rav Yosef, hold my skin, what are we talking about? Kigon shekanu miyado. That's when the witnesses over here actually made a kinyan sudar for these obligations. And when you made a kinyan sudar for these obligations, that's when Shmuel says you can collect them. But otherwise, you normally can't go and collect the shevach. So Abaye questions this. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, "Uchimuto luvo saw b'saw b'makom shekan miyado." Would this be allowed if you made a kinyan sudar? Would it be allowed to go and borrow a saw's worth of grain now and return a saw's worth of grain later that's worth more? Would this be allowed even though you made a kinyan sudar on this transaction? No, we wouldn't allow that. So why should we allow it over here too? So the Gemara uses the same terrors that we gave before. Amalei, Rav Yosef, say back to Abaye, it's the distinction between a halva and a sale. Hasam halva, that was a halva, saw b'saw. So there, we don't allow you to make a kinyan suda. But here, when it's a sale, b'chazvini, Reuven seemingly is selling this field to Shimon, and therefore it is a sale, albeit we said it's really a milveh, but since it doesn't look so much like that, it's not ribbis derabanan, it's just merzei keribis, and therefore, hasam, when we're dealing with the halva, we don't allow this kinyan suda. But hachazvini, here, Rav Yosef says to Abaye, we would allow this kinyan suda, and that's why Shmuel in this situation said, when you made a kinyan suda, so then you are kone de shevach. But in the stam case, you're not kone de shevach, you're not entitled to go get the shevach from back from Reuven, because it's merzei keribis. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.